Sound test.
God damn it, Andy.
My body is ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most angsty podcast. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Andy and Tam.
Ugh. The world is just dark, my soul.
Actually, that'd be emo.
Angsty's same
like
shit.
The same damn thing.
I was like, whenever someone, like one of the young ones, will complain about something totally fucking white person at work, I'll start singing that one Simple Plan song. I'm like, my parents took the cockies away because they didn't take out their trash and wife sucks.
Man, parents just don't understand.
They don't know you.
How could this happen to me?
Have you guys heard Weird Al's new album?
Yeah.
The whole, I bought it. The First World Problems.
Yeah, yeah. First World
funny
Problems.
Song.
Yeah. His new CD, did you know it's his first CD to show up on the top 20 for the Billboard or something?
It was number one.
Or yeah, it was his first album to be number one, yeah.
First comedy album since like the 60s or something like that.
Good for him. Yeah. That's awesome. And he actually came out of fucking nowhere, too. I was just like Weird Al's always been around, but then it was like, new music, and then that was it.
Well, I mean, he did the whole Epic Rap Battle History thing, and that kind of, I mean, that show's fucking huge. Yeah. So it was like, here's Weird Al back with Epic Rap Battle, and then like 3 weeks later, he dropped that album.
And like, what was it, 8 videos, too?
Mm-hmm.
That was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, that was sweet.
8 videos in 8 weeks. That was good.
I saw Guardians of the Galaxy yesterday.
Ooh, I'm seeing that today. Yeah.
It's good.
Spoiler time?
No.
Spoiler cast
with Three Hit Combo.
Oh, I'm going to see it today. I'm going to actually see it at 2:30.
So how gross was that ending scene? It's
pretty disgusting.
Is he really that ugly looking?
I actually got a picture of him on my phone if you'd like to see. The second time I watched the movie, because I've seen it 3 times, I took a picture.
I do want to see it. I want to be... Show me right now.
Right now.
I can't believe Chris Pratt's character gets a sex change.
Shut up.
I can't believe Rocket turns into Groot.
Star-Lord? More like Star-Lady.
I like Chris Pratt a lot. I loved him in Parks and Recs.
Yeah. I definitely liked him in that.
Oh, he is an ugly... Oh, he's a fuck, dude.
You were going to say ugly duckling, weren't you?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. He's voiced by Seth Green.
Is he?
Yep.
I didn't... See, I was wondering who voiced him.
Yep. You can... Next time you go and you watch that movie, you're going to hear his very last line. You're like, oh, that's Seth Green for sure. But the first line, you're like...
Ooh. That's awesome. Hey, does Benicio Del Toro's character, the collector, does he actually have a part...
In the movie?
Part. Oh, a significant small part.
A significant small part.
I am excited as shit for some Thanos. I know he's got...
Thanos
I know,
is fucking cool.
Yeah. Oh my God. I know Thanos he's got like awesome. Actual
that 2 minutes
time
of
in that movie.
Screen
yeah.
time.
I know. It's fucking cool, though.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I'm like, yes! Thanos!
First you see him from behind, and then he turns around, and you're just like...
His voice is spot. Oh,
Josh Brolin.
Oh my goodness, he fucking kills it. He turns around that whole gold suit.
Does he still look
he's got
like
that tie and the big purple fuzzy hat? Oh, straight pimping.
Does he all right, just double check. At the end of Avengers, that was Thanos. They showed like 3 seconds of correct.
Correct.
Does
for
he
that
still,
big shitty
does
smile?
He still look this like did
exactly
they keep
the same.
Okay, cool.
Oh, my
I didn't
goodness.
Know if they were going to be like, "Oh, that's what we first thought Thanos was going to look like." And now they're like, "This is what he actually looks like." All right, cool.
He looks even better than that initial thought.
Dude,
straight up.
Everyone I talk to just says that this movie is fucking amazing.
It's great.
It's really fun.
Yeah.
It's a fun movie.
It is
I'm
a
not
fun
sure
movie.
I'm not sure if I like it as like a movie better than Cap 2. I feel like it's kind of like apples and oranges because like each Marvel movie they've come out with is kind of like a its own genre of movie.
Yeah.
That is true. I can But
it is
it's
like
as
an
long
apple
as it's fun.
Thing.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's good.
Crazy
it's,
fun.
It's awesome. Yeah.
Is it long? Isn't it like
it's like 2 hours.
Yeah, I've spent 6 hours of my life on that fucking movie already.
All right. Because I like most Marvel movies. They're actually decently long. Like, you get a good movie out of a Marvel movie.
See, when a new superhero movie comes out, I always get excited to use the characters in Heroescape, but they don't have the Guardians out for Heroescape.
They don't?
No. Really? There was probably Hero Clicks of them, but there's no Heroescape cards yet.
Oh, okay. Got
so, it. But they do have Thanos and Ronin, so I can play as Thanos and Ronin.
Ronin's cool.
But Andy, can I say some stuff and potentially not spoil this movie for you?
As long as you don't spoil the big things.
Okay. All right. My biggest problem with the movie is I couldn't get behind Ronan. I just couldn't. I was just like, he wasn't a Loki. He wasn't a Red Skull. Like, I know we talked about this a little bit earlier, but like.
Oh, is he the bad guy?
Going back, yeah. Okay. Going back and watching it again, I'm just like.
He was just kind of, I'm the bad guy.
I'm the bad guy. Why am I the bad guy? Because I said I'm the bad guy.
I heard he was a good bad guy. Like, he wasn't, like, a bad guy.
He was a fucking badass. But yeah. I couldn't be like, I understand why you're doing it. I don't agree with it. But so there's something in your past that has made you this way. It's just he walks on screen and is like, hey, I'm a fucking asshole, and I'm going to fuck everybody's day up.
Yeah. Yeah. You know whose character I really liked was Michael Rooker's character? I forget his name. The blue guy? The blue guy.
Oh, yeah. Zandu.
Fuck. Zibbity babbity boo. I've only seen it once. You've seen it three times. What's your excuse?
It's the blue guy. That's.
He's got the most unique weapon.
Yeah.
The arrow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You gotta see that shit.
It's actually in like 2 hours.
It's a. Are you really?
Yeah. At 2:30, I'm going with my dad.
Spoiler cast.
No, please don't.
It's actually, that was a nod to his original weapon. He used to, like, shoot a bow, like a bow and arrow or something. And so they were like, that's kind of fucking lame. So we'll go ahead and we'll make it a type of deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hope I didn't clip the mic.
I think it's cool. I like that Marvel keeps
Andy doesn't realize how literal that is.
It's fine. I'll see the movie in 2 hours. But I like that Marvel gives their movies to, like, really... not big directors besides Joss Whedon. He's like the biggest one they had. But like this James Gunn, the guy did fucking Fast and Furious.
I've never seen those.
They're okay. They're not bad movies, but yeah. But when they said they're like James Gunn's gonna do Guardians, I was like, really? Okay. And then they give Ant-Man to some like French director who he's just made a bunch of fucking weird underground movies. So I just think it's neat they always give these directors like tries. They're like, hey, here's a couple million-dollar movie. Go.
So, on Friday, I watched Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, God, yes.
How was that?
It was okay.
Just okay?
Yeah, there's no Guardians, that's for sure. Like, you can't, like, if you had to go see Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles or Guardians again, I'd go see Guardians again. Like, I guess my biggest problem is there wasn't any plot. There was no plot. None. Even a little bit.
Was Megan Fox at least, like, somewhat sexualized?
No.
Damn.
She wore the same fucking yellow jacket.
Damn you, April O'Neil!
Every single scene.
There wasn't, like, a sex scene between Leonardo and April?
No, it was Michelangelo who was going after April.
Like, get some of that green tea, mm-hmm. man.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure Megan Fox has a huge green tea. I guess, like Splinter was a fucking badass. Oh, my God, was he a badass.
Really?
Shredder? Holy shit.
I heard Shredder was like Shredder the Transformer.
He was, but he wasn't a robot. He was actually a dude. And I was worried about that. I was worried that it was going to be a Michael Bay Transformer that is Shredder's a big weapon, but no. Shredder's a suit of armor that's been upgraded and upgraded and upgraded and upgraded and upgraded, and it's really fucking cool. Like, the coolest thing he has is he can, like, all of his blades, he can throw them at you, and then with magnets or whatever, I don't know how they work, they come back to him. And so he'll just throw, like, five on each arm, five and five, and they'll come back, and he'll throw them again, and then throw them again.
That is pretty cool.
As a martial artist... I thought the movie was okay. They did it. They did a bunch of cool, like flip, cool, awesome stuff. But that's how they fought, and I was like, I appreciate the fact of you putting all this tricking in here, and it's really cool. But you wouldn't, like, hit anybody with this. I kind of wanted, like, in the combat, it to be a little bit more realistic. Just a little bit. I know I'm talking a movie about giant fucking turtles fighting.
Tam stands up in the middle of the theater and goes, "That's bullshit."
I did that a couple times because one of the turtles could hit a corkscrew, a move that I've been trying to hit for like, you know, a year, and I can't do it. And I'm like, "Bullshit! There's no way he's doing that. He's a big flow fucking turtle. Fuck him." Yeah, yeah.
All right. To just randomly go back really quick, the director of Guardians, guess what his last fucking movie was?
Geely.
Movie 43.
What?
Yeah, see, that's how shitty.
Movie 43.
It was like that movie they were showing a trailer for. It was like worst movie ever in theaters. It had a bunch of like famous actors in it. And then they did little skits. That was his movie.
I saw that.
Just, I'm retroactively disgusted at him.
My dad
and then he
thinks that
shit.
Is one of the funniest movies ever.
That is an old man movie. I guess I don't want to say old man, but middle-aged person movie, that's what that's catered to.
I'm just like,
and he doesn't
want to
say
like,
old man anymore because he's getting older.
26.
Fuck.
God. Just bugged me.
Yeah,
I didn't dig it.
He wrote the Scooby-Doo movie.
The original one?
The good one.
The good one.
What do you mean?
If you compare it to the second movie.
I liked, second movie. I actually liked horrible. Both of those movies. I just wish they were in opposite order.
Oh, he wrote both of them. All right.
I saw, by the way, you named your Wi-Fi network after something from The Mummy.
Yep.
You're just going to enable her like that?
What she doesn't know is that it's just going to remain like that till I buy a new router. Then I'm actually going to, like, name it what the fuck I want it to be.
Good thing this isn't a public podcast.
What? What's she going to do? Listen to this?
Yeah.
She won't remember. She's got the wedding shower today.
Oh, really?
Hey, what's Camilla's...
Don't you dare.
What's her number, Matt?
No.
Off the top of my head, I don't know.
402-555-6969.
I had to spell her last name again yesterday.
How'd you do?
I nailed it.
Nice. If you sound it out, it's actually fine. Like,
well, yeah. Yeah, it's easy.
Yeah,
I think it's like spelled the way it sounds.
Yeah. Our landlord lady, when we were filling out all the lease paperwork, could not fucking do it. Like, she had to at least like type out Camilla's name, I'd say like 9 times. So I think by the fourth time, you'd be like, I know how to spell this.
Or, it's another idea. Copy paste. Copy paste.
Yeah.
Copy paste.
What I did find out at Men's Warehouse is they didn't even bother to put the second part of her last name in.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because I spelled out the last name and he was looking for it. He's like, oh, I can't find it. And then he's like, oh, they didn't put the second part.
Yeah. He probably like, burp, fuck it.
That one chick right. with the really long name.
Right. Camilla was... C.
Yeah.
That's it.
Camilla with a K.
Who was I telling? Was it you, Tam, that after when they get married, that she should just add your last name hyphenated under her last name?
That'd be hilarious.
No, but I like the idea.
I was like, we could do that. And she's like, that'd be the longest fucking thing. I'm like, well, that's what you get for not changing your name.
So I, taking a really quick detour back to Weird Al, there's a petition on the internet to have him sing at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, I'd sign that.
Yeah.
Fucking awesome.
They're going to get someone fucking lame.
Yeah, like
they're going to get Beyonce again to fucking do it.
Did Jay-Z. You guys see last year's Super Bowl halftime show with
Bruno
Mars?
It was better than I thought.
He fucking killed it.
Yeah. I was not excited at first. I was like, Bruno Mars, okay. And then yeah, I thought he actually did really well.
But I think god damn it. Is him back?
Yes.
Take it away, Andy. Take it away.
No.
No, don't. It's his podcast. I don't. I'm still a guest.
How about that?
Pathfinder.
We didn't play.
Oh, yeah, because Austin.
Yeah, we're not going to play this week either.
Damn. Well, I mean, he just got jostled. Yeah. That's got to fuck you up.
Yeah, he said he's lost 17 pounds in a week.
Oh! Is this jaw
wired
shut?
Lucky him.
I believe it was, but now it's just super fucking swollen.
Oh,
he's lost 17 pounds without having to press the pretty button? I can't get through that.
It's the pretty butt in the back of your throat. I like that term, the pretty butt.
It'd be funny if, like, he showed up to Pathfinder, like, next week or 2 weeks from now, and he's fucking skinnier than Stefan.
Stefan's pretty fucking skinny, too.
Yeah. And we would just be like, oh, my God.
He looks like a Holocaust victim. You're just like,
what happened, Austin?
Pot-bellied African child.
Oh, God. I'll buy you some... Buy you some moon pies. Here you go.
Moon pies are gross.
We should have like a Pathfinder potluck when Austin can eat again. Everyone brings something. Like, Austin, here you go. And Austin's just sitting there with a bunch of food around him.
I am the game master and the food master.
It's actually not a bad idea, though. Potlucks are fun.
I'm bribing the DM. That is the way to go.
Yeah.
Oh, I somehow got another level. Oh. Start giving them those bars that football players eat where it's just for, like, gaining mass and weight. Yeah. Just force feed them. You're going to need to gain some.
So in a week, I lost 17 pounds. And then the 2 days that I hung out with my friends, I gained 35. Fuck.
I don't know what happened, but my body just doesn't like this. Like, that much, dude, 17 pounds has got to fuck with your body, man. That's a lot of weight.
Yeah, in a week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
really unhealthy.
That's a lot. Yeah.
All the weight losing commercials for fake pills that don't work is always like, if you lose 10 pounds in a week, call us.
Yeah.
Phone lines are dead.
Just because like
they all die.
How was work?
Good. Good. Work's good.
Any good?
Next story. All right.
Any good from?
Just anything like where you're just like, God damn it, like stupid people.
I did have this guy who called in for his son. His son wasn't old enough to have a PayPal account.
All right.
So he put a eBay coupon towards his account and tried to buy a T-shirt and then selected no when he said he was 18 or older. So that locked the account. He can't have a PayPal account until he's 18. if he wants that account back, he has to send us proof of age.
Oh, that's
so funny.
Yeah.
So he just lost the coupon?
Well, his dad called in saying, like, could I get the coupon applied to my account and buy the shirt for him? So I'm thinking, okay, eBay coupons are usually like $10. If I can't, I don't think I can switch the coupon over, but I could just give him a $10 credit. So I was like, okay, how much is the coupon for? He's like, $50.
Ooh.
Sir, you're going to need to contact eBay.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm not giving you a $50 credit.
Yeah.
If you would have said $10, I would have given you $10. But
how easy is it to credit someone?
Very easy.
Really?
Yeah. Mm.
Do you guys credit a lot?
Mm. No.
No?
No, we don't credit a lot.
How easy is it, Matt?
Is it like a...
You have to have a good reason.
Understandable. I just wondered if it was like a normal thing for PayPal to do that.
Is being the third member of an awesome podcast reason enough to get a $10 credit?
Sure. Just call in, and out of the thousands of agents, hope you get me.
Matt, it's Andy.
I have got so much free time between whenever and midnight. Yeah. You don't even know.
Is this Matt? No.
Click.
Again.
It's easy to give someone a credit.
Do you have to say your name when you answer a call?
I just say, this is Matt.
Okay. Yeah. There you go.
This is Matt. My address is.
This is Matt. Where's the problem at? Hey.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to have to do that now. I've given people provisional credits more than I've given them, like, credits.
What's provisional?
Where we take it back after a certain amount of time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like this. Like a guy sold some things on eBay and the funds were being held because the item hasn't been delivered yet.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, now I don't have money to ship. And the shipping label was like $3, so I gave him $5. And said, we'll pull it back in 3 days, bro.
So.
Oh, okay.
Okay, all right.
Like a loan.
Yeah.
Like so PayPal loan.
When the fund's clear, he should have it in his PayPal account.
So then you just take $5 back.
Yeah.
That's neat.
That is really cool.
Yeah.
In those cases, I tell them, like, because they're supposed to know that their funds are going to be held until it's delivered. Like,
get your life together. It's $3.
Yeah. Yeah. Just say, like, for future reference, got to have money in your PayPal account. Cover your shipping. We can't give you provisional credits all the time.
I'm glad you're still liking it.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah.
Do you feel like just rolling in money when you get your paychecks? Are you like, oh my God?
Yeah, I got paid on Friday and I was just like, fuck.
Speaking of rolling in money,
right.
I'm naturally a slob.
Okay.
And luckily for my birthday, I got like a bunch of money. So much money that it got counted to the paycheck. Oh. And conveniently, the next week, I lost my paycheck.
Yeah, that's convenient.
I found it yesterday.
Oh.
I'm going to cash that bitch. I'm going to be rolling. I've been so strapped. I'm just like, I have got so little money. I have to make sure this lasts. And then I cleaned my room and I found it. And I was like, wow!
I've been busting because I paid rent like the day we moved in. And I'm like, hey, Camille, I know you got paid on Friday. You know? Remember that check?
Oh, it begins.
Yeah. Yep. So I'm going to start doing, I'm going to start leaving pictures of Stewie from Family Guy. Just, where's my money?
Or just slowly start to take her things. Like,
where's my hairspray?
If that's you want one. That hairspray back, you're going to give me that $3 you owe me for rent. You have a really nice renting service. $3.
Did I say $3?
No, I did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's like $3.40. Hey, Joe's me money.
I'm not going to say it. Okay, I'm going to say it.
Yeah, say it.
Get out there on the corner and make me some money.
Our street's not that populated, but someone here will do it.
It was going to be a sex joke. I wasn't sure if it was a, hey, Camilla, you want to work
if
off
it,
that?
If it was me specifically or or just get out on the corner.
I'll give you 50 cents for if you just poke it.
Yeah.
Just poke it a couple times.
I'll give you 50 cents if you just acknowledge that it exists.
Oh, wow, Andy, it's so big. There's a buck.
Yeah.
There's more where that comes from.
Here's a roll of pennies.
God.
Go do something.
She just puts them in her fist and punches you with it.
She just collects them in a sock, and then when I'm sleeping one night, just fucking beats the shit out of me.
Sorry, I got the visual of the different beating. Sorry, I was like, lucky you.
Yeah. Oh, this pillow's so soft, but the coins are not.
All right, guys, you want to get into gaming news?
Great, bird.
Before this gets out of hand.
I like games.
Let the games begin.
Peasant consoles or glorious PC master race? Choose your side.
You know what she did for fun when she was your age? She pushed a hoop with a stick.
This is gaming news.
With a stick.
Thanks, Tam. I didn't know what was going on there. I forgot to put my speaker back where it's supposed to go. I took my computer apart yesterday.
Isn't that fun?
Why'd you take it apart?
My shit apart?
Took it apart to see what kind of video card I'm going to need.
Got it.
Is it AGP?
What?
Let's see. There's PCI.
It's PCI.
PCI?
It's
okay.
PCI.
AGP's
AGP
is the
AGP
old
is.
As fuck graphics connector.
Oh,
it's like
okay.
A brown strip that's like this long.
No, it's PCI.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah, that's my age right there. PCI.
Yeah. PCI. Twitch CEO says implementation of a new policy without disclosure was a mistake. Twitch CEO Emmett Shear called the company's decision to begin audio recognition-backed copyright claims without notifying users was a mistake.
They just totally adopted YouTube's thing and then were just going to be like,
oh, it just started happening.
So,
you play a song,
uh-huh.
It'll recognize
okay.
it and be
Got
like,
it.
Yeah, you don't own the rights to this song.
That's
and
lame.
Then what they're trying to say is that in YouTube, video game music now gets flagged as copyrighted music.
Does it?
So for Twitch, which is streaming video games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's dumb.
Yeah.
That's
really
dumb.
Dumb.
Yeah, yeah. It's really dumb. That's why the internet was like, hey.
Welcome to my Twitch channel. I'm going to be doing close-up magic because my video game channel got shut down. Everyone out in the audience, pick a card.
No, no
is
audio.
Is this your card? I'm going to take that as a yes.
Or just to have your microphone, no game audio.
Yeah.
And you're just like doing the audio, like Smooth McGroove or something like that. Da 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 da
da
da. But yeah, they just, Twitch just like put out all this shit and then they're just like, Oh,
did that upset everybody?
Yeah. Oh no.
Did they change it back?
They're redoing their how they're doing it.
Yeah, which means
they're going back to the drawing board.
You know,
because they done goofed.
They done goofed.
I have that.
You done goofed.
What is that from?
It's not as powerful as I thought it would be.
Yeah,
I really thought he yelled it.
Yeah, like you done goofed.
No, that's from this fucking girl on 4chan.
Oh, was God, like, it was good. It was good.
Posted really shitty videos, and then people were, like, making fun of her. So then she posted a video where she's, like, crying, and her dad comes in and is like, I'm going to backtrace all your IPs. You done goofed.
And he has a hilarious mustache.
Was it maybe Boxy?
It wasn't Boxy. No, it was what, Jesse Slaughter?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep, Jesse Slaughter.
Jesse Slaughter?
Yeah.
That's a scary name to begin with.
Yeah.
The dad is fucking hilarious looking. His mustache is awesome.
What are you looking for?
Huh?
What are you looking for?
Oh, God, I forgot you could see.
Yeah.
I pulled up the soundboard, and Andy, you can see what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Well,
you can see the gears turning.
What are you looking for?
Dead Island movie talks rise from the grave.
Eh?
So they're talking about a Dead Island movie again.
Did you guys see that the Uncharted movie actually has like a release date and and like has money and stuff now?
Really?
Yeah, the Uncharted movie has a release date, a company, and like
shut
money
up and
now.
Take my money.
I'd see it.
Would you?
The Uncharted movie. I don't know about Dead Island. There's so many goddamn zombies. It better look cool.
Yeah.
That's all. Because there's just so many zombie movies now that it's the market's like saturated.
Right.
I haven't played.
The sperm's the easiest to swallow.
That, or Uncharted, but I've seen Dead Island play, and I think it looks really like it looks like a fun game. But
hey, sweetie, you look thirsty.
Sure, what they would do with the plot.
It'd basically be like an Indiana Jones type movie. Like, oh, there's a secret artifact, and you have to go on an adventure to uncover it. And then, oh, the artifact's, there's something cursed with it. So then you got to destroy the artifact. I guarantee it's a good story.
Oh, fuck indeed, Skyler.
That's every Uncharted. Oh, we got to find the artifact. Oh, shit, it's cursed. We got to destroy it.
Good.
That's all three Uncharteds. But they're fun as fuck games.
I like this Tam and Andy podcast with Skyler soundboarding as a guest. No, Matt. No, Matt. We don't even need him anymore.
What's Bud again?
Business!
Hey, man, business. White.
White, oh.
Under news. Don't let him put it in my butt again. Oh, okay.
So, Dead Island. Good job, guys.
Yeah.
Philadelphia GameStop locations require thumbprint scans for trade-in customers.
What?
The GameStop stores are following a local law that permits them to collect thumbprints. These scans are uploaded to a database that helps law enforcement catch thieves who scam pawnbrokers.
What?
According to Philadelphia City Solicitor Shelley Smith, GameStop isn't required to collect the fingerprints. The city does have an ordinance for pawnbrokers, but GameStop doesn't fall under the ordinance. So they're just willingly opting into it.
That's sketch.
Yeah, fucking, hey, I'd like to trade in this game. Yeah, sure, scan your fingerprint.
Yeah. What? No. No.
I think it'd be really cool for, like, renting games. Like, you're gonna rent this game? Scan the fingerprint. I'll know who fucked this game up.
Redbox should do that. Have you seen the Redbox scams?
No.
They're fucking smart and evil. What people do is they'll take a game from Redbox, they'll rent it. Usually they'll get like one of those credit cards you can buy at a store and just load money on, because just Redbox needs like instant transfer, I think. And then people will take the game, keep the game. They'll take a blank disc, print out a label of the game, put it in there with the barcode from the game, and just fucking put it back in.
It's fucked up.
Yeah.
I don't want to live on this planet
anymore.
Oh,
that one was too quiet.
Yeah. But it's just...
Did I turn that down accidentally?
I don't think so. No.
Punch.
Right
below it. That's the sound I make when I...
This?
Oh, he's got the diarrhea.
Got excited because of it?
Yeah. All right.
EA Access. You guys hear about EA Access?
I love that. Did you hear what Sony said about it? Why
no.
They passed up on it?
Why?
They're like, we didn't think it was a good deal for our customers.
For $30 a year or $5 a month, you can have access to a library of EA games on Xbox One.
Nice.
So you get constantly shoddy server performance and games that don't work on day one.
Right. and EA is saying they promise it'll work.
I pinky promise.
That's EA.
Do you have the Darth Vader song on here or no?
That's for GameStop. You didn't play that for GameStop.
I'm sorry. It's been a long time. All right.
We actually do, like, on a bi-weekly basis, GameStop stories.
I know. I just, you know, some things just end, you know.
Darth Vader.
Like Florida.
Florida is just done.
Oh, I stopped doing the Florida thing because every fucking show is doing that now.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Seriously, like, every fucking podcast or radio show is like, okay, let's find out what's going on in Florida.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that why you stopped?
Yeah.
Good. I have family down there. I didn't want the Cardwell clan.
I still do a Florida stories, but we just don't make like a segment out of it.
Oh, that's shitty.
Everyone does it. 89.7 does it too.
They copied us.
I know.
We've been doing Florida forever.
Have you seen the Darth Vader car that the internet's been going around lately?
No.
Would you like to try anal? Being so random.
Did you guys hear a big douche who's not sharing the soundboard?
Yes.
I'll tickle your penis.
Oh, yeah!
Yes!
Okay. So, like, what do we know what games are going to be on the EA? That's really fucking cool. Do we know what games are going to be on the EA thing?
Battlefield 4, Madden, and a soccer game at launch. The FIFA one.
FIFA?
Yeah, we'll be at a launch. And then games after that.
Isn't EA like a big sports game deal?
They own a fuckload of rights to all the sports games. So,
like, it kind of sounds like a good deal, like, if you're exclusively a sports gamer.
Yeah, if you love sports games, I think that's actually a pretty legit deal. $30 a year for multiple sports games. I kind of like that.
I don't. That's very my direction.
Especially for football, you'd get two games. You'd get Madden and NCAA.
Football, they're not doing NCAA anymore.
Oh, yeah, because they lost the
lawsuit.
Yeah. Damn.
That's all right. At least they still got more.
So, yeah, everybody out there who listens to this podcast, all three of you, if you're into sports games, check out that EA deal.
Only for Xbox One.
Only for Xbox One.
Right. Now let's move into technology.
You're welcome.
Good. No one cares, old man. It's time for technology news with Three Hit Combo.
Hey, cutie, can I get you something to drink?
That was better than the original.
Tonight's supermoon will be the largest moon of 2014.
Oh, that's awesome. I hope it, like, clears up here so we can see.
A supermoon is a frequent phenomenon compared to
disparate,
otherworldly. Anyway, it just means when the moon runs an elliptical pattern. Now it's at the closest, and it's going to be full.
Hey, man, supermoon.
We're going to be able to see it. Bigger.
Oh, bigger's always better.
Bigger, better, cheesier.
Cheesier?
Cheesier.
Well, you ever heard that the moon's made out of cheese?
Yeah, I know.
What type of cheese?
Yeah, what type
Gouda.
Of cheese?
Gouda.
Gouda? Really?
Sounds pretty.
Space cheese.
Space cheese? We get it. You're from space.
That sounds like a porn.
Space cheese.
This is the most soundboard's been used in, like, months.
Since I got on the show, like, episode giggity, one. Giggity,
giggity, goo. Stick around.
Giggity, giggity,
fun places on the internet in 1995.
You gotta see these, damn.
Okay, one second. Hold on. I'll be at Andy's mic in 3,
2, 1.
I'm back.
The Smithsonian website, which looks old as fuck.
Oh, look, it's even got a server busy warning.
A Smithsonian
mirror. A what? A server busy warning? Oh, if the server is busy, you may want to visit the Smithsonian mirror site in California.
Ooh.
Ooh. Hillsdale. God, what the fuck are these? God, everything's so old.
Oh my God, Netscape.
Why are those randomly
scrolls
capitalized?
Scrolls from the Dead Sea.
That's actually supposed to be one of the oldest websites, is the Dead Sea Scrolls.
Dude, Netscape was fucking sweet.
Netscape was sweet. And then, did you ever use a Fast? It was like the open source Netscape.
Spectracom.com.
AOL greeting e-cards.
God. Do you remember AOL keywords? Like, it was just like, you can go to this Cartoon Network website, AOL keyword dildos, and then you'd go there and it'd just be the site that's about that show.
All right, dildos.
All right.
All right, that wasn't bad at all.
Oh my God.
Facebook has banned likes for content.
Hold on, I gotta go back to my mic.
I don't...
3, 2, 1,
I'm back.
I don't get this. I saw the article, but I didn't understand it when I read it.
You must not incentivize people to use social plugins or to like a page. This includes offering rewards or gating apps or app content based on whether or not a person has liked the page.
Yeah, there's a bunch of apps that like, oh, hey, like this and unlock this feature or unlock certain things in the game.
Why?
There are a ton of stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm glad Facebook's being the one that's putting the hammer on.
Oh my God, gay!
Right.
I'm not saying.
Are we done with the soundboard now?
That's even gayer!
That's cool, though. You guys had to get the Facebook Messenger app now? I know they're like basically forcing people to now.
Yeah, I got it, and I don't really use it that much, so
I had already had it and decided to know what the big deal was.
I went to a link. Someone posted a link about how bad the Facebook Messenger is and how it's trying to get all your information.
Oh, yeah. I think we might have read this.
Yeah. And I posted this on Facebook if anyone saw it, but...
That's probably actually where I saw it.
No, I didn't post the link. I posted something about it. I went to the link, and the first thing it fucking did on my phone was, this website would like to know your location. It's like, oh, fuck you. Yeah. Practice what you preach. It's like, oh, Facebook Messenger wants all this information from you. By the way, can I have your coordinates?
I need to know where you live.
Yes, yeah. That is kind of weird. Why do they want to know that? Just so that the ads can market better?
Yeah, that's literally it. Unless it's a geographical website that like uses your coordinates for something like maps.
Matt, you're gonna kill me with all these drops.
Go fuck yourself.
What is that from?
It's from Sonic for Hire.
Yeah.
Fine, we'll just go into news and not even play a drop.
All right.
Perfect. That or drop would have been your drop.
Or we'll play all the drops.
We did that last week.
No, but I mean all the drops.
You should have an all the drops button.
That'd actually be great.
Really?
I think it'd be hilarious.
Would we use that very often?
No, we'd use it once.
Yeah. At a Winston-Salem, North Carolina, the sweet victory for a North Carolina man who beat police officers in a donut-eating contest this week soured after a newspaper story about the win led to his arrest on breaking and entering charges.
Oh, this poor guy. He just wanted to beat the cops at what they do.
Bradley Hardinson, 24, of Elizabeth County, downed 8 donuts in 2 minutes during a contest this past Tuesday at an anti-crime event hosted by the city's police department. That report caught the eye of Camden County Sheriff's Lieutenant Max Robeson, who said his detectives have been trying to interview Hardinson for about 9 months after suspecting him in break-ins at 2 local businesses. I said, congratulations on your win last night, Robeson recalled, before arresting the man on criminal charges of breaking and entering.
That sucks.
Sounds like a movie.
Yeah.
Psych.
Wait, are we in news?
Yeah.
Oh.
I told you I wasn't playing a drop.
I missed the drops.
Nope.
I'm sorry.
That's the joke.
I'm sorry. I don't miss them that much.
Deep within a bleak and dismal
swamp,
hidden beneath its murky waters, lies the headquarters of the most sinister villains of all time.
Wait for it.
A legion of doom.
Good.
The guy who wrote about buying all of Burger King's pies has disappeared.
Like, physically or just on the internet?
Well, we'll find out, Andy. The story was based on a now-deleted Reddit post that read in part, I hadn't had the greatest of days. I had a headache coming on. It was a very long line. I was at the end waiting patiently. When behind me comes this young this woman yapping on her phone with a little monster of a child. This kid was out of control, screaming, punching his mother, throwing around a Game Boy whenever something didn't go right in the game. The mother didn't seem to pay any attention to him and continued yelling, "I want a fucking pie."
The mom said that? Or the kid said that?
It looks like the kid said that.
Okay.
Yeah. From there, the man's headache turns into a migraine. When he requested that the mother calm her child down, he was scolded. Of course. Fucking of course. That always happens. Don't tell my child to be calm.
Yeah.
Look at your fucking child. It's like, it reminds me of the fucking kids that were pouring tea on each other at Panera.
I don't remember that.
I'd be mad, too, if my mom just got me an original Game Boy. Like, I know it has had its big anniversary, but come on, mom, step it up.
He said, "I then decided to ruin their day. I ordered every pie they had left in addition to my burgers. Turned out to be 23 pies in total. I take my order and walk towards the exit. Moments later, I hear the woman yelling, 'What do you mean you don't have any pies left? Who bought them all?' I turn around and see the cashier pointing me out with the woman shooting me a death glare. I stand there and pull out a pie and slowly start eating it as I stare back at her. She starts running towards me but can't get to me because of other lineups in the food court. I turn and slowly walk away."
What a boss. That's awesome.
I love this story. I think it's absolutely fantastic. This is a good story.
This was a good story. Now, people are questioning the validity of the story, and I don't fucking care.
Yeah. It's a good old story.
Even if it's a work of fiction.
Right.
It was a good 30 seconds. It brightened my day.
Oh, shit. No, it's late.
News team!
Sorry.
Sorry, guys. I just got here. A symbol or something.
What happened?
Oh, I'm good. You looked at me.
Oh, no. I was just looking around. Anyone doing something here? You break it. break my dice tower.
I did something.
A man fined for pretending to be a ghost at a cemetery making woo noises around mourners.
Damn, look at this fucking picture of this guy. He would be at a cemetery making woo noises.
Look at the camera.
There it is.
An unemployed British man from Portsmouth was arrested April 29th and later fined after pretending to be a ghost near mourners at a grave. While a nearby family was paying their respects to a lost loved one at Kingston Cemetery, a drunk 24-year-old Anthony Stollard was throwing himself backwards, waving his arms, and going, "Ooh."
What a ghouligan.
His fine was $58.
He was fined $58 after he pled guilty to using threatening or abusive words or behavior. Behavior that's likely to cause stress.
I could just see somebody like coming up the mug. Somebody's like, "Ooh! Oh god, man, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. Take it. Take my wallet."
Stressed right now.
Oh crap! I don't have any.
You got nothing.
I don't have any ghostly
sounds.
Got
nothing.
I'm dead. Now I'm a ghost. I'm still dead, and now I'm a ghost. You think your earthly weapons can haunt me?
Scruffy believes in this company.
What the hell is turned down?
For what?
That's your turn down service.
I come in, yeah, okay. Touch you all up and down.
Me yelling turn down.
You go sleep well.
Hey, I'll have sex with you for 2 double cheeseburgers.
I remember that. That was the prostitute.
Anyone up for that?
I'll give you 1 for a handy.
Do they,
No.
Good.
Oh, my God. I didn't realize how long that laugh
yeah,
was.
That was a really long laugh.
That was the fakest ass laugh, too.
Was it?
Yeah, that's a fake laugh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was me.
Matt
when,
always fakes laugh.
It was from an article where someone was like, tricks for MSN Messenger or something, oh, yeah. And I was like, no one uses MSN Messenger.
I think it's Live Messenger now.
Whatever.
And I think it's something else
is.
Now, too.
Tyler, please put on pants.
God, I still want to have a pantsless podcast.
I think I've been through almost every drop.
Not the apps.
Oh, that's a...
Yeah, that's right.
That's a drop. Like, music and shit. What? What are you looking at me like for? What, you want me to play it?
No.
Get ready to break out those smartphones. We're going to kick some apps.
Oh my god, that's awesome.
On 3-Hit Combo.
I don't remember hearing this segment.
We maybe did
huddling
it.
Huddling closer as we share our story. This is a conversation with 3-Hit Combo.
We maybe did like
I would love
spend
to do more
the whole
of those.
Day just agreeing with each other.
I'd be okay with those for a conversation. Now that there's 3 of us,
yeah.
I think it'd be a more fluid conversation.
Good.
Yeah, more.
Now it's time to share what's good in the world. Good. It's time for good things you should on 3-Hit Combo.
Now it's time for good things in the world.
Good. Good.
Good.
Good.
I did put it in there.
Good.
And then we have this one.
Barrel roll.
We're 20 questions away from determining another winner. This is video game trivia on 3-Hit Combo.
All right.
We should try and put one like a different one at the end of all of it. Maybe like trade out technology or
real
news.
Like the conversations. We just need good subjects to talk about.
If you have a good subject for us, find us at...
Oh, so I have to do it.
Yeah, I don't...
You got it memorized.
Something podcast.
3hitcombopodcast@gmail.com.
Find us at IGN at...
GameStop. Spot. Fuck.
Why am I dating 5 guys?
Well, there's only 2 here. Who the fuck are the other 3?
I only had to put up with like a 2-inch wiener. That's all I had to do.
That's all right. I still
hot
give.
Play the dick.
All right.
How many more drops do you have left? Just get it over
with. Soundboard. I have.
Goal! Goal! Oh my god!
All right. South Carolina mom calls cops on 15-year-old son after finding porn.
You think the mom's that hot?
No.
Mom's probably an ugly.
A mother in South Carolina called sheriff's deputies on her son this week after finding porn playing on her living room TV. She stated that when she entered the residence, the 15-year-old son was in his bedroom. Her daughter turned on the TV and the porn was on. According to the report, the 40-year-old mom immediately turned off the TV and ushered her 2-year-old daughter out of the room before calling police on her son.
She's not making memories.
The mom requested that a report be done to document her son's behavior due to her daughter being exposed to porn.
Is it a stepmom or a real mom?
Sounds like
the policeman's name is Kevin Bobo.
Bobo?
Kevin Bobo.
Kevin Bobo.
The owner of our local Bobo China?
No.
Bobo China. I used to work next to Bobo China.
Oh, yeah? At that FedEx or UPS or whatever?
UPS store. Yeah.
You worked there for a while, like a year.
I did. Yeah. I managed the place.
Woo! Oh.
It wasn't fun.
Oh.
There was nowhere to go after that.
Oh, no.
No. They're all individually owned stores, so unless I was going to take the title of owner.
And why not?
Yeah. Just give me your store.
Fake someone's death.
Oh, okay. Oh, that was easy.
He said, quote, "It's unusual for a mama to call the police on teenagers looking at porn."
A mama. Did he say mama?
Yeah.
It's not mother.
It's in quotes.
Mama. Mama. It's unusual.
People unlikely for a mammy. Mammy.
So, guys, that will do it for this episode of 3-Hit Combo Podcast.
Good.
You can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3HitCombo Podcast.
Oh, fuck.
Twitter.com/3HitCombo PC. That is the number 3. PC stands for podcast.
Would you like to try anal?
And you can email us at 3hitcombopodcast@gmail.com.
Do you guys hear a big douche who's not sharing the soundboard?
And finally, you can search for us on YouTube, 3-Hit Combo Podcast.
Fuck yes.
So, for Tam and Andy, this is Matt signing out.
God damn it.